Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
What's something that women think is embarrassing, but men don't care at all about? At all.
Something
None.
That women think is embarrassing, but men don't care about at all.
There's a list online of things women find embarrassing, but men don't actually care about. People seeing your house not perfectly cleaned up.
Oh.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
I've got to straighten up before so-and-so gets here.
You really don't think about that, huh?
No, I don't think about that at all.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't think of that, but I think
it's a weird one too. The whole scramble.
No, right. It's not.
Trina's
you got to do
coming.
Just pick it all up. Right. There's
it's
baskets.
Trina.
Throw
She's
the stuff
your
in there.
Best friend.
Fix the pillows on the couch.
Nobody cares.
Fold up all the throws. Clean off the counter. Maybe give it a little with the Windex. Come on. Get this place looking spick and span.
My girls are coming. Yeah.
The end.
They're your best friends.
Yeah.
Annalisa is not going to
say get the vacuum.
One goddamn thing about the
she'll notice it
the
though.
The shoes over by the
and she'll talk to Trina about it.
No, she
yeah,
won't.
Yeah, she will. Can
she
you
will,
believe
she, no, she'll say
that Christina didn't vacuum before we got there.
What a fun visit. Good times. Mm-hmm. High fives all around.
Could you believe there were dirty dishes in the sink?
Sneezing naturally.
What? That's embarrassing?
I no, these are things that women find embarrassing, but men don't actually care about. That's maybe that goes
what do you mean,
like
sneezing
Christina
naturally.
Christina goes like this. I'm gonna get away
okay,
from the
yeah,
mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah! Jesus.
So
little
loud.
Thing.
Yeah.
Barely like
that's
when
the loudest
she talks
she
to
ever
you,
makes.
When she talks to you, she's barely audible.
Yes.
But that
Agreed.
Sneeze will take your head clean off.
Mm.
And yet, she doesn't seem to be trying in any way, shape, or form to run for a pillow.
To shut the,
you know, the
hell up, right, yeah.
Farts and burps. Men don't care about that. I do.
You know, I find that to be embarrassing, except at my house. At my house, I'm just going to make a fart joke.
In real life, stuff happens.
Yes.
But I'm not interested in the Sarah fart joke. Pull my finger. No, I don't want to pull your finger.
I don't do pull my finger.
Yeah, you do.
That's so pedestrian.
Oh, please.
I've taken it to a hold. It's called punctuation.
Your driver's license photo, re-wearing the same outfit, all on the list of things women think are embarrassing, but men don't actually care about.
You know, I used to never wear the same jeans 2 days in a row or any of that. I'm like, you've really changed my mind about some of that stuff. Now I'm like, why would I want to wash these jeans every single time I wear them? So now I'll just like, those have been worn. They go in this pile. I don't have to wear them 2 days in a row, but I often do.
If you go to Levi's homepage.
Shame.
They have instructions right there on when you purchase your denim. And it says, wear these at least 10 times before washing them. It saves. It's good for the environment.
10 times.
And it's better for your denim. Yeah, look, and I'll tell you.
I wipe my hands on them.
No. I know there are a lot of people out there who put on their Levi's and go out into the world and they get dirty.
Mm.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We are DJs.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a room by ourselves with no dirt anywhere to be found.
I've definitely spilled some coffee on myself.
Well,
I said
what
I
do
need
you
to
mean,
go home
come
and
on,
wash
try,
my jeans.
You know, aim for your mouth next time.
first day with a new mouth. Yeah, it's not, I mean, I don't know. I feel like your body is shedding its cells, and I'll go 2, possibly 3 days wears, I should say, before I wash, but I'm not going any 10 days. What about, hold on, Bob, how many days between washing pairs of jeans?
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you let them go 10 days?
Yeah.
How can you even, here's the problem I would have with that. I would literally never know how many days I'd worn it for. So I wear it a couple times without putting it back in the, these things are clean and ready to be worn pile.
You get the vibe.
Do you? Like yeah. They get funky, they stand up on their own?
Exactly.
They smell like butt?
Yeah, they're like, hey, wash me. Yeah. Dude.
Yo, right. Somebody scrapes wash me into the mud on the back pocket.
I'll tell you. Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Shame.
I would say that the time to wash your denim is when you've spilt the coffee on them.
Mm.
The rest of the times, you're good to go. Yeah. Nothing's happened here.
I don't know. I feel like when I wear things to a restaurant, they get like restaurant food smell. Or if I'm sitting out by the fire pit, like I have like a
bit
of a
fire
smoke
pit. Yes, you'll have a smoke smell. So that's when as well.
Like
when you pull the denim up and it smells like the campfire. You know, the campfire that you were just at, then you know those are time to wash. You got rid of the super gross chair, so you're not even like
those jeans. Oh, I still use the gross chair.
I know,
chair
but
every
not
morning.
Normally.
Yeah, no, I use it in the morning because I sit with my arms. I sit all slumped over with my arms. So I'm so tired because I just woke up. I sit like this and look down low in that chair.
Oh, this is before I get here.
Yes, and then okay. I go onto the chair that is. This chair is so uncomfortable that it makes me get up off of it a bunch of times during the day. I'll stand.
What's something women think about that is embarrassing that men don't actually care about? Scars, stretch marks, cellulite.
Oh.
Something called tummy pouches. What is that? Like just a gut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or bellies pouch. In general.
Belly, but yeah, I bellies. Don't know. Bellies are embarrassing.
Tummy pouches?
I don't know. It's just like, I'm just going to assume it's like what I've got going on under this giant sweatshirt. Oh, ye old tummy pouch. Woo.
Tummy pouch. I never heard that one. Body hair.
Well, you can do something about it if you're embarrassed about it. But it is true. Like if you find yourself in a situation where you're going to put on some shorts and you're like, damn it, I haven't shaved my legs all winter.
Well, that's a long time. To
it
go
is.
Without.
It gets the man. It
all
gets,
winter.
It gets pretty gorilla-ish. Ooh. Now that I'm in the hot tub all the time, I am finding that I need to shave more.
Oh, that's nice. Doesn't There's a nice good. Perk to that.
Sure, it's great.
You don't want the kid with the drone to get
right,
video
I would,
of you
right,
with hairy
gorilla legs.
Legs.
It's like, what are there, two dudes in there?
Going to celebrations without gifts for the hosts.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
You guys would never think of that. I would never think of that.
Really?
I don't think of it. No.
Well, yeah, that's because you have a wife, though. And if I've got nothing, I will stop and pick up scratchers. That's fun. Those are fun gifts. Because then if somebody wins $1 million, you've agreed to split it with everybody.
And on the list of things women think is embarrassing that men don't care about, small boobs or asymmetrical boobs or sagging boobs.
No, they're super excited. That gets back to John's guys will bang anything. Like the whole like stretch marks and stuff, unless you point them out, a dude's just like, a girl's letting me do this. A girl's letting me do this. A girl's letting me do this. And then you start pointing out all your flaws and they're like, yeah, no, I still want to do it. It's fine. Don't point it out. You shouldn't live there in your head.
It actually is a bummer to have someone point it out because you didn't even notice it.
Right. Now you're like, oh, you're
Don't you're look at my... I wasn't.
But now I am. And you're right. It's awful.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.